Yirmiyahu Perek Yudches Pasuk Yutes Uli Nishmas B'Tzalel Sibi Ben Moshe Yitzchok, wrapping up a very eventful perek that started in allegory and metaphor and talked about the truth of how the world operates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the steering wheel, and now results in people saying we don't like what Yirmiyahu has to say because he's telling us things we don't want to hear. So you know what? We'll go attack him. Hakshiva Hashem Eloyu Shema L'Kol Yuri Voice. And now Yirmiyahu is speaking. He says, listen to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hear the voice of those who contend and argue with me. They say they're not going to listen to me anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please listen to them and pay attention, as it were, to what they are saying. Hear the words that they're saying about me. Chaf hayushulam tachas tova ra'a. Will good be paid back in evil, in wickedness? Ki charu shuchal lenapshi. They have dug a pit for my soul. That's before they dug a pit, literally, to put Yirmiyahu in it, where Yirmiyahu ended up until he was set free by a non-Jew because the Jews themselves didn't want to let him out. So all of the good that I am trying to do, should that get paid back by the terrible fate that they have in mind? They want to kill me. They want to silence me. They want to put me in a pit. It's disgraceful to think about the Jews doing this to Yirmiyahu for the crime of telling the truth. Zachar amdi lefanecha ledaber aleihem tova. Remember, I stood before you to speak good of them. L'hashiv es chamoscha mehem, to deflect your anger from them, your wrath. The people of Anasos, Yirmiyah's own people, his own clan, his own family, his own hometown, they are the ones who are trying to poison everything. The Gemara Bava Kama, Tezayin Amabez, tells us that they accused him of adultery with a married woman. They tried a sex scandal when they couldn't figure out any way to contradict the truths that he was offering. Chavalef lachein teines b'nehem lo ra'av. Therefore, let their children starve. Now, it's a horrifying curse. Now, Yirmiyahu says the Mefarshim was justified in saying this because he's saying this about the slanderers and libelers and the worst kinds of people. But this is pretty vicious. Let their children starve. The hagi reim al yedei charev. Pour out their blood by the sword. V'sihiyena neshehem shakulos ve'almanos. Let their wives be bereaved of their children. Shakulos. Let them be. Watch their children be killed. And let them be widows. Ve'anshehem yiyu haruge maves. And let their men be put to death. Bachurehem mukei chereb bamilchama. And let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. What is frightening, of course, is that we saw all of this happen on October 7th. Chas v'shalom. I would never say anybody deserved the innocent victims of what happened to them. It is horrifying. But perhaps Yirmiyahu is telling us not what he wishes is going to happen, but what does happen and what will happen when the ruach ra, as it were, is set loose by HaKadosh Baruch Hu against us. I mean, it's terrifying. We watched this happen less than 6 months ago. And still we don't pay attention. Let screams and cries be heard from their houses, like on the night of Machas Bechoros. Ein bayis hasher ein sham meis, says the Torah. There was not a house without a dead body. Hisavi aleihem gedud pison. When you suddenly bring a troop upon them, a Hamas attack that came out of nowhere from paragliders and water skis and just a gedud came pisom. Hicharu shucha lelochdeni. They have dug a pit to trap me. Ufachim tamnu leragloi, and hidden snares for my feet. So some say in the Gemara that this is the accusations. They tried every sexual immorality that they could. They said that he had an adulterous relationship with a married woman. They said he visited a prostitute. They said he was supposedly promiscuous. They tried to deny him getting trumas and maisras. He was a kohen. And they tried to say he was tameh, so he couldn't eat truma. Yirmiyahu was tameh? And you are not? So since they tried to starve him and his family, although there is some discussion about whether Yirmiyahu married or not, Yirmiyahu said, let them and their families be punished in kind. But this is a terrible, savage revenge. And we have seen what happens when this happens to people in our time, in just a few months ago. This is beyond bearing to see Jewish people being destroyed in this way. But on the meta level, not the specific level, not chas v'shalom, that any of these people deserved the terrible fates that were inflicted upon them. But on the meta level, we as a society, as a Jewish society who is responsible still 3,500 years later to live in the Derech Hashem, we are responsible to make sure that this does not happen. Chav Gimel v'ato Hashem yodato es kol atosam olay lamoves. So you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know all their designs against me, to kill me. Al techaper al avonam, v'chatasam milfanecha al temchi. Don't forgive them their iniquity, don't blot out their sin from your sight. V'yiyu mukhshalim lefanecha be'is abcha aseh bohem. Allow them to stumble, and in the moment of your wrath, deal with them. So the terrible injustice of attacking tzaddikim, when we ourselves are completely surrounded by and exuding sin all over ourselves. As Shakespeare said, me think he doth protest too much. You know, when somebody, as the Goyim say, cast the first stone, when they themselves, it's ironic that in the story I mentioned before, I was watching this documentary about the Nazi American Bunds. The leader of the Bund was caught stealing $14,000 from his own followers from Bund money that had been donated to keep America Judenrein because he was paying mistresses all over America. He was having all of these illicit relationships with everybody, even as he was accusing the Jews of having low moral character and not being worthy of the great Aryan way of life. Listen to what Hamas has to say about the Jews and genocide. And then listen to their rhetoric about what they say they want to do to the Jews and genocide. All of these people who say the worst things are often guilty of the very things that they're accusing everybody else of. So, halavai, the time should come where we should not understand what Yirmiyah is talking about from the inside, the way so dreadfully, unfortunately, we do. This is a terrible fate to mete out against Yiddish Kinder and Yiddish Neshamas. It's terrifying. This is Amram and Yocheved refusing to be together at a time when Klal Yisrael is suffering so deeply. In Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th level of Tumah, and these things were done to us. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, surely there has to be relief. There has to be exodus from all of this. We're living in this moment, and this is the moment, remember, before Chorban, that Yirmiyah is talking about this. Much more terrible things are to come.